Strum, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, August 22nd, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. I hope you've had a great day.
Oh, you know what? It was a little bit of a quiet day, but you know what? It was a very productive day.
Well,
I was able to get we did shipping and got a lot of paperwork done. I got a lot of catch up today, and, you know, still got some projects that we're trying to complete. So it was a very successful day, very productive, and, you know, those days. But yes, it was a very good day. How about yourself?
I had a good day. Really did. Heard a great joke, but I know you don't want to tell it on the air, so I won't tell it. Nothing wrong with it, but you don't want to take time to tell a joke. But we had a great day here, and one of the ladies showed me a joke about a preacher and his false teeth, but I'll maybe share it with you sometime off the air.
Oh,
nothing wrong with it, but you want to hear
it,
really.
You can't say it on... Oh, it's good. You're just planting the seed.
I guess. I'll tell you the joke. It's so good, everybody wants to hear it. I know they do. All right? A preacher got some false teeth. And a Sunday after God, he got up and he preached 10 minutes. He said his mouth was sore, he couldn't talk any longer than 10 minutes. Got up the next week, he went 20 minutes. He said, mouth still so sore, I can't talk longer than 20 minutes. Got up the next week and preached 2.5 hours. And finally had to drag him off the pulpit. He wouldn't shut up. He got his wife's teeth by mistake. I thought you'd like it. Okay, now we can get serious if you want to.
Oh, I hope the listeners got as much of a chuckle out of it as
I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did. That's your turn. Go ahead.
I did have one, but I can't remember it. It was one I wanted to tell you, but it'll come up, here shortly.
If it does, you just let me know. Because, I mean, you know, laughter. Bible says the merry heart works good like a medicine. So we got to laugh.
Oh, we do. We do. And, you know what's funny, Butch? I can't remember if I was talking on the air or to you maybe about laughing. I remember we used to have these really good belly laughs.
Oh, yes.
Belly laughs just aren't as... You don't hear people belly laughing anymore.
Well, you know, the good comedy used to be on years ago. Like, you remember Amos and Andy? I know that's probably racist today. And Laurel and Hardy. You remember those comedy shows?
Yeah.
I mean, those brought belly laughs. Even to me, when I become an adult, because they're just plain out silly funny. And a show I watched years ago named Dennis the Menace. Not on TV show, but a movie Dennis the Menace. I laughed till I cried. They're stupid. They're silly, but they're funny.
I remember Popeye, the sailor man, the cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
our
cartoons in the old days are our cart. I'm not going to say the old days. Our age cartoons were funny. But cartoons in today's world, it's like, I don't know, they're just kind of hard to follow.
Well, they're abstract to start with. They're not, you know, it's just
true.
Sad.
True.
You know,
they're just
not
bad.
Anywhere near what they were. And they are used for mind control. We know that'd be actually
That's
true.
Absolutely, so. They are. Absolutely.
But I miss the innocent times when laughter was real laughter. And do you know who the first couple was to sleep together on TV, the first married couple to sleep together on TV?
It was Lucy and Ricky.
No. Close, but not right. The first couple to sleep together was a cartoon show.
Oh.
It was the Flintstones.
Oh.
Yeah. That's first married couple to show together in the same bed on TV.
Wow.
So there you go. I've talked to you so much in the last few minutes, now you can go ahead and do something else.
I know. You must have your wife's teeth in. And I don't mean any disrespect to Marcia. I was just referencing a joke you said.
Well, Marcia has put up with me before you do, so you go figure.
Hey, we're not getting a laugh out of gold today, though. Gold was down $3.50 today, $14.99.70. That's in the New York spot price after market. Silver was down 6 cents today at $17.13. Platinum was up 6 at $862. Palladium was up 16 at $14.94. USDX today was down 0.9 at 98.17. Are you there, Butch?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, something happened to your audio.
No, I'm here. I didn't go anywhere, I promise.
Yeah, I know, but something happened to your audio. You're very loud.
Oh, very loud?
Very loud.
I'll turn myself down a little bit then. Is that better?
No, it isn't. I don't know.
I'll check that out. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't know what it is. I can barely, maybe Butch, you ought to take over for a little bit until I can get it corrected then if it's my end.
Okay. All right. Todd, is that okay? You're in? I mean, everything's okay? Okay. All right, you figure it out, and Melody, I'll take over some news while you're doing
just
that.
Just take over. I'll be back in just a couple seconds.
Okay, all righty. All right, folks. Hey, this is live radio. Anything can happen, and usually does. But anyway, I will start something, because I've been a pastor and a Christian. I'd look at things from a totally biblical standpoint, and she said Christian worldview. But you know, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, and verse 7, it says that the rich ruleth over the poor. Now, pay attention. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. So when someone borrows money, is a nation or an individual, they must serve the lender till they pay that back. So their time, their efforts, their labor does not belong to them any longer. You follow that? Well, Ben Franklin said, "I'd rather go to bed without dinner than to rise in debt." Another individual said, "Modern slaves are not in chains, they are in debt." Wow. Does that tie in pretty closely with Proverbs 22:7? I mean, let's face it, folks. It is what it is with our nation, our whole country. The people in this country are servants to the federal government and to the states because we're in debt to them. We become corporations through the IRS in 1933. The Federal Reserve, So now they consider ourselves their property. So anyway, we'll move on from there. But I did want to share with you because I think it's very, very important that we realize that the scriptures are absolutely solid, and men who want to believe them knew how to live without being ensnared with this. 25 families now control 1.1. Okay, I'll share this very quickly then, and we'll go from there. 25 families now control almost $1.4 trillion in wealth. The world's wealthiest family, the Waltons of Walmart, now folks, listen to this, have grown their fortune by $39 billion to $191 billion since June 2018. Folks, just last year. And then an increase of $4 million every hour. Why do you think about that, Melody?
Well,
I can survive on a half hour. Think about that. $4 million an hour, Walmart's wealth. Wow. Anyway, I thought I'd share that with you. Now you can go ahead.
And you know what? You know, people think that, and I don't know. I don't think too many people listening to the program know. I know millionaires. I know plenty of millionaires, but I don't know billionaires. But I think there's a big difference between a millionaire and a billionaire, other than the number of millions in between. Okay, I get that. But, I mean, the point is behavior. And I can't imagine, even at 500 million plus, I mean, you just get to do whatever you want to do. You don't have to be accountable for anything that you do. The only time that you would be accountable for something is if you look upward, and I don't know where, and I'm not judging or, talking about, what their faith might be and so forth. If they have no faith, they don't think like we do. They don't do what we do. They get to cover up. They get to experience things that they probably wouldn't experience if they were on the same level as we are. But when you're at that level, you go, everything is at your fingertips. I don't want to live in a world where everything is just at my fingertips.
Well, and you never have to budget for anything. Can you imagine living in a place where you never have to, you can spend anything you want to and not worry about it? Throw away $500,000 and don't worry about it.
Well, it's not only that, your behavior, your accountability, like the Epsteins of the world. You know, in their world, they probably don't think they're doing anything wrong.
And in their world, they're probably not. In the real
world,
that's different. Yes. Yes,
yeah.
I know.
So, I don't, you know, so when you talk about, you know, those who control so much, you know, we know that if they can control the money, you know, they don't need laws. We live in a world without laws, without rules, without regulations, without boundaries, without accountabilities in their world. And that's what filters down.
It is, and
Rothschild
himself said he didn't care who made the law as long as he controlled the money.
Yep, absolutely. So
there you go.
Why do I think those numbers are important? Well, the Democrats, you know, they want to, you know, say, hey, you know, they're making so much money, let's take some of it. No, that's not why I talk about it. That's not what I, it's what they do with it and how they control. And basically, they are the elite and they do control and they write all these worldly legislations and, you know, all kowtow to them. So anyway, let's get back to the markets. Something that I'm probably a little more familiar with than being a billionaire. Let's see. We talked about palladium was up 17 at 14.95. The USDX today was down 0.07 at 98.20. Crude oil was down 30 at 55.38. And the paper markets today, let's see, the paper markets, they struggled today. They still managed for the Dow to be up 50 points. 26,252. The NASDAQ was down 29 at 79.91. The S&P was down a little over a point at 29.22. We did see some popping in the 10-year yield. It was 1.61. December contracts for gold's 1509. London was down 1% overnight. European Asia markets, you know, just a little movement on those parts. And, U.S. manufacturing, they're beginning to talk a little bit more about manufacturing. That's beginning to drop somewhat. And let's see if I can see some fresh data. They're basing everything on the consumer. They're hoping that the consumer can continue to go deeper and deeper into debt. And so far, that's everything is being, you know, some fresh data on the health of U.S. manufacturing and service sectors hit today. Let me see if I can find the numbers on this. Well, we'll keep going, and I'll see if I can't find this. And when I find it, I'll bring those numbers to us, Butch.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Good.
You ready to move on? I've got a lot more stuff to share here that you just... Some of it's hard to believe, but it's true.
Let me see if I have something here, and I know this isn't good radio for this, but... data from the... that's from the unemployment... Manufacturing activity contracting in August for the first time in nearly a decade. This is from the IHS Markets Flash Purchasing Managers Index. Of course, now there's concern among some investors that economic weakness abroad and escalating trade war is going to hit the economy a little bit more. So again, there's a signal that the manufacturing number activity is contracting for the first time in almost 10 years. Another 2x4, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. And I'll share this and move on to something else. You may want to share some finding here. You just talk with contractors. Now, this was in Bloomberg. U.S. created 501,000 fewer jobs since 2018 than previously reported. Now, over 500,000 jobs were overreported as being they come in, but they didn't. That's hard to believe the Bureau of Labor Statistics can make such a gross mistake. But 500,000 jobs less is a long ways from what they said it was. So I don't know, Melody. I can't see where everybody's thinking that Trump's saying the economy's great, best there have been. Maybe in some sectors I don't see it is, but it's not on the common ground, we'll say, for the common person. I'll tell you that right now. It just isn't. I mean, I just talked to a lady today that is scratching money together to try to fix a bathroom. Now, that's really sad. You know, you think, well, we should come up with $1,000 to fix a bathroom, but many people can't come up with $1,000, even $500. You know that. And that's the situation today. So maybe some people are really doing well, but the common person is not doing all that great.
And you know, and Butch, this isn't a bashing the administration.
No, it's not. It's
that's
been
not
LA for
what
years.
We're doing. I would do this if Minnie and Mickey Mouse was in the White House. It doesn't matter who is sitting in there. We get these numbers, and it's our job to look at them, try to analyze them, report
yes.
the news, and then show you how it's not making sense. One and one is not equaling two. Sure, there's some bright spots in the economy. We didn't tank. But the fundamentals are not there. They can't be there. I don't care who is there. They can't bring the fundamentals for a strong economy when it is all based on debt. Yes,
yep.
They can continue to print debt forever. But one day it will matter. And all we need is one little blip, one little blurb, whatever, some contagion. And we're all connected. You know, we were connected in the 90s. Remember the Asian contagion? And that's all we were told about? Oh, there's no, so we're not connected. You know, there's no contagion. Well, yes, ladies and gentlemen, there was even way back then. And what do you think it is today? Even Greg Hunter was talking about what I've been talking about for years, how the global economies are synchronized.
Yep.
You have all these
Amen.
Central banks, all these governments doing everything at once. So yeah, if they're stimulating their economy, yeah, it's going to boost ours too. But it's all based on hopes and prayers. It's not even based on that.
Wishful
it's
thinking.
All debt.
Wishful
it's,
thinking.
It's promises.
Yes.
It's promises that can't be paid. And I want to say, wow, you know what? They did a really good thing. But how do you address this beast that we have? That's called debt here in the States. How do you address it? Just cutting some bills and so forth, that isn't going to do it. Nobody has the backbone in D.C. to do what needs to be done, because it will create a lot of pain. And you don't get elected when your constituency is in pain. 800-375-4188. We'll be right back right after these few short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We just have too much fun
during the break. We do. That's a fact.
Butch, you're just full of it today.
Well, you know, I'm blessed, and I just pass on the laughter. That's all I know to do, because a lot of this stuff we're going to share, man, is not funny. It's not funny. But you have to laugh. Like I said, a merry heart works good like a medicine, and I want to laugh because it keeps me a little sharper, a little more at ease, and not so tense. It's actually good for the blood pressure, believe it or not. So I try to laugh.
I was still trying to find my joke that I saw this morning. I'm going to keep looking for it. But anyway, heading into the break, we were talking about debt. You know, and you hear us talk about debt every single day, because I do believe this is what's important, and this is what's going to be bringing it all down. And, you know, it's not that we think of, you know, that it's just there. And there isn't. And when we're in a situation that you are, and it's no different, Butch, than if it was a household, lots of times people will, or a business, people will continue to throw money into something. They'll continue to throw money down a rat hole, was the old expression. You know, you're throwing good money after bad money. Now we're throwing bad money after bad money. And what do you get? You don't get good money. It just bleeds you until you get the point of bankruptcy. And that's what they're doing in Washington. It's the only alternative that they have. They know exactly what they're doing. I think with all this speak of Greenland and all these other things, it's just like, you know, I'm still trying to figure everything out, and I've come to two conclusions. I'm not ready to share that yet, but I'm working on it. But why all these odd statements? And, you know, I had asked James Corbett last night about Greenland, and, you know, they do have some good, mighty fine water up there. So, you know, probably wouldn't be a bad buy, but I don't know why Denmark would want to give up their good drinking water. But but anyway, there's a madness behind that. There's some sort of logic, or there's some sort of plan. There's something, and I think I'm close to it. But but anyway, we're not hitting on that, the administration. It's just, these are facts.
Yeah, just facts. You're right. They are facts. It does make you wonder why, though. It really does. I think I have some ideas, too, but it does make you wonder why.
Yes. So what's next?
Well, this is going to seem so far-fetched that it isn't true, but it's actually in Newsweek. I'm not making this up, folks. This is for real. I'm serious. Time to rethink taboo on cannibalism. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a Newsweek. Since cannibalism is found throughout the animal kingdom and therefore something natural for animals, folks, shouldn't be for people. Nonetheless, perhaps it is time for humans to rethink the ultimate taboo against eating human flesh. Newsweek proposes in an article Wednesday. There is nothing necessarily unethical or unreasonable about eating human flesh, declares psychologist Jared Pazera and Neil McClatchy of Lancaster University, but careful reasoning over the merits of cannibalism is often overridden by our feelings of repulsion and disgust. While not going so far as to recommend cannibalism, saying there is no need to overcome our repulsion for the foreseeable future, the two authors suggest that humans could master their aversion of human flesh if they needed to. Now, Melody, that plays on the idea that one day we may need to. That's what that's leading up to. We may need to. Soylent Green. We may need to. Remember the movie Soylent Green?
Oh, I do.
Okay, so this is leading up to that. Now, I'm going to make another point, and I'll move on if you want me to. But anytime you bring up an idea that's absolutely so absurd, so repulsive, so unthinkable, that wasn't even brought up in decent conversation in the past, Once it's brought up in conversation to be considered, you've already lost that argument. But it's brought up once, it's kicked out, it's repulsed, it's mocked and ridiculed, brought up again. Well, you know, that, and the next person, well, it makes no more sense. But within the matter of time, just like homosexuality, within a matter of time, it took them years. With a matter of 20, 25, 30 years, we see what happened with that. With a matter of years, cannibalism will be accepted as normal. You mark my words, unless the Lord intervenes and stops this, cannibalism will be a way of seeing overcoming the world hunger crisis. Now, this is mentioned in the article. I didn't make it up. These two psychologists said maybe we need to overcome this taboo. Melly, that's kind of sick and scary, isn't it?
Well, you know, I've talked about this previously, and supposedly there is this place in L.A. and where they feast on humans. It's not like you go in and make reservation for 5 o'clock, then, you know, every day. It's not like that at all. But you supposedly you sign up. It's like a membership. They actually do.
I've read that. Yes.
Yeah, and they'll let you know when. And sometimes, you know, some people say, you know, from the article I read, where they can actually, you know, donate their bodies for this type of thing and so forth. And you know, it's various places where they get the bodies and so forth. And so it's not a, you know, it might be once a quarter. It might be, you know, once a month or something like that. So there's no, it's just, but when you see, you know, when we talk about the, you know, the videos and the music and those that project, you know, Katy Perry comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, Katy Perry, yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
Comes to mind. And it's, you can see
you
it.
You see it coming. You can see it coming.
You can
truly
see it
can.
Coming.
And right now it repulses people. One day it will not repulse me longer. That's just a sad situation, and it's very true. I mean, we've been putting dead baby parts in vaccinations for years. No one cared about that. It's the same thing as cannibalism. We're cannibalizing unborn babies, put them in our vaccinations, give shots to people. And I don't want to start preaching, but Noah and his family was saved. The only family saved off Earth because the whole bloodline had been polluted with DNA from fallen angels. The DNA was polluted. Guess what they're doing to DNA again? The same trick. Satan using the different ways to pollute your DNA, including vaccinations, cannibalism. You're eating DNA will modify your DNA, folks. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a scientific fact. We're heading down the same road they did in Noah's time. There you go. Now, you know, move on to something else, I'm sure, but I want to share that.
All right. I'm glad you did. What's
well,
next?
This article is coming from Crystal, works in the office. Her husband's a truck driver, had been for years. The bloodbath in America's trucking industry has officially spilled over to the rest of the economy. The inverted yield curve is a sinister sign of a forthcoming recession, and investors are freaking out that a downturn is nigh. Indicators from the trucking industry have for months been warning of an economic recession, as truckers have seen their pay sliced in what has been called a bloodbath in the industry. Freight recessions are often a leading direct indicator of when the rest of the economy is headed for a downturn. This happened back in before around 2007, I think it was. The trucking industry started suffering, and a year later, you know what happened in 2008. Well, it's going through again, Melody. You know, it's amazing how we can't read the same road sign we saw 10, 15, 20 years ago. How we don't read them, we just ignore them. It's amazing how quickly we forget, is it not?
It truly is.
You know, and whenever we have truckers trying to tell us, hey, this isn't looking good for us, it's shown a downturn in the economy for you. So I don't know how else can I say it. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're not preparing yourself, you're going to be hurting so bad in the future. And no one wants to see that. No one wants you to go through that. Truly, we don't. And I can't tell you exactly what to do, but I know that a Berkey water filter, we sell those to the ministry here, are so important. Well, the storable foods are important, and all that's important. And some tangible assets like gold and silver is important. Why not cover the bases, folks? Do it while you can. Buy some extra canned goods if you can't afford to buy storable food. Buy some extra, just do what you have to do. Buy a couple silver dollars. But for goodness sakes, people, start preparing because all the signs are there, Melody. As that was before 2008, so it is again. I remember Bob Chapman back in 2006 or 7. So we're going to have a huge downturn. I think he said it's going to happen in 7, but it happened in 8. It was about a year off. But he called it. He called it right. It's going to happen. And now we're seeing the same thing again. I wish Chapman was still here to warn us again.
Yeah, we all miss them. There isn't a day that goes by that I don't hear, you know, customers talk and, you know, we reminisce about Bob and so forth. And but people, you know, can still support his organization. They can go to the International Forecaster and get complimentary issues and so forth. James Corbett is still the lead writer for them. So, but yeah, it's, you know, Greg Hunter has done a great job. You do a great job. There's a lot of folks out there that do a great job in trying to, you know, spread the news and the truth about what's going on. And that's all we can do. And you know what? We even have, there's even difference of opinions when it comes to the truth. And it's not the facts where we have a difference of opinions. We just might have difference of opinions on the people. But the underlying truth we all agree on and we all talk about. So that's what folks have to stay focused on.
It is. Well, you know, we had one of our presidential candidates run for office, Joe Biden. So we mustn't let, we said, now this is what he said, this is pretty close to what he said, we mustn't let the truth get in the way of facts. Now he said that. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. So, I mean, this is what we have coming up for office, you know, running for office. We mustn't let the truth get in the way of facts. So that's the, if that's the highest quality we can get for office, of course, we haven't done too well anyway. That's a sad statement. But Trump did flip-flop on tax cuts. I guess you heard that, right?
Yes.
He said, you know, we have a strong economy. We don't need to do that. The day after considering cutting tax to promote economic growth, Donald Trump changed course and said he would abandon the idea because the nation already had a strong economy. Trump's flip-flop on Wednesday came after recent market volatility and economic uncertainty, and amid the debate about whether the United States was heading for a slowdown and would imperil his re-election chances. Trump later this week acknowledged for the first time that his China trade policies may mean economic pain for Americans, though he insisted that tariffs are needed for more important long-term benefits. I tend to agree with that a little bit, but he did flip-flop on the taxes. But he's flip-flopped a few things before, too. You know that.
Well, you know, I'm not so sure it's flip-flopping. I don't know. You know, because the thing of it, the reason I don't look at it as flip-flopping, Butch, is because it's just from one day to the next. I mean, you know, you just don't have a really strong opinion on, if you flip-flop, you have to have a strong opinion on something and then you change it, you know. But from one day to the next, I don't know. I just think it's, I just can't see any rhyme. I think what he does is he puts this information out to see how it's received. And if it's not received well, then he'll change his mind and so forth. If something would pick up steam, yeah, I think he would probably go with it, depending on, you know, the feedback and everything. And I think he's, you know, I think they're just throwing things at the system to see if it's going to make any difference. I mean, they can take money away from income tax. That's what pays for Social Security. You know, even if they did it for a short period of time like they did before, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. It's not cost effective, but of course anything that government does, yeah, that's the biggest joke of the day, government trying to do something that's cost effective. Now that should make everybody laugh. But the money isn't, so again, my point is they're just throwing everything that they can at it. And I think even Greenland, you know, I think he, I'm not going to go down that road. I just get in too much trouble and people get angry with me and so forth. But I'll tell you what, though, it is kind of scary to see
sure
these
is.
Democrats. And there's one, his name Andrew Yang. And I talked about him where I heard him being interviewed. And he was talking about how the truckers are going to be pretty upset when our whole available jobs are going to be replaced with technology. No one's going to have jobs. And he talks about no one is addressing these issues. And he thinks that everybody should get an extra $1,000 a month, except if you're over 65. So again, there's that cutoff making anybody over 65 as an evil person, as someone bad, that's just a useless eater. You know, we don't want to give... And
sure.
He's not using this I don't think he's being looked at as much as a quote-unquote socialist as, you know, like quote-unquote Bernie is. I mean, he's a self-proclaimed socialist. I don't know if Yang actually comes out and says he's a socialist. But his numbers are moving up. And, you know, he's a multimillionaire. And it's frightening to see what type of people are actually, you know, could be elected.
Well, it is. It's that he can even be considered to run for office. It shows the state of the country. You know, so, yep, it wouldn't have been long ago, 30, 40 years ago, he'd been laughed off the stage the first time he got up there. So, now our nation's changed. The millennials have really, really, as a whole, have fallen right into the snare.
Yep.
You know that.
Yep.
Did you see where Home Depot and Lowe's are being sued over Roundup?
Yeah. How about
Yeah, I mean, there's 18,000 foreign cases, lawsuits already against Bayer, the one who made the pesticide. They said that Lowe's and Home Depot are being sued also because of this. And I don't know if they could be held accountable. Did they know? I don't know that. But I guess I'll prove that in court. But I know the lawsuits cost them money to even defend themselves. So, and Home Depot and Lowe's both have been cut back a little bit.
I got a question.
Yes.
If you go into Home Depot or Lowe's, you can buy as much Roundup as you want.
That's true.
Did they change the formula?
Good question. Good question. Who knows? But I do know Home Depot and Lowe's both are laying people off in some places, so I don't know. Yeah. And on beyond that, one of the companies we always considered equal to GM was GE. You know, General Electric has been around for years. They made appliances. They made all kinds of things. And now they say they've been hiding $38 billion in liabilities. So, you know, our short sales or bets that a shared price will fall have risen 17% in GE stock over the past month to 110 million shares. So that's worth almost $1 trillion. $1 billion. So when you think about that, GE is on shaky ground. Lowe's and Home Depot are being sued. Mandy, what's it going to take you people starting thinking with if GE, the size of the company that once was, is being knocked off its pedestal, so to speak, and they're hiding liabilities of $38 billion. Could that be something that could affect somebody's life?
Well, of course.
Could affect people that retire from GE. They can no longer get their pensions.
Absolutely.
So why don't people see that and think about this? This news is not hidden. It's been on world news. If people see it on ABC, I mean, they still don't believe it. We tell them they don't believe us. Don't believe ABC. And as they see this happening, I don't know. It's a break time again already. It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know what? They ain't going to believe it until it actually happens, until they're actually affected by it. But hey, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. Each and every heart
is... Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. This article is in, this is from Politico. And it looks like the president has scrapped a plan to freeze more than, and this is just really pennies, you know. So I kind of agree, you know. I don't know what the big hoopla is, but, you know, it just came out while we're doing the show. Plan to freeze more than $4 billion in foreign aid in a move that would have been another end run around Congress' power of the purse, according to multiple sources familiar with the decision. This is the president's decision today to forego a rescission. Comes after another internal tug, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what it is. The president has been clear that there is fat in our foreign assistance and we need to be wise about where our U.S. money is going, which is why he asked the administration to look into options to doing just that. It's clear that there are those on the Hill who aren't willing to join in curbing wasteful spending. You had Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and several GOP lawmakers had warned Trump that the move would be detrimental to the national security and bipartisan negotiations ahead of another shutdown deadline. And funding freeze would have been Trump's first big show of fiscal restraint since signing the budget deal last month. And it's business as usual. The leaders at the Office of Management and Budget hatched the initial plan this month to force the expiration of $2.3 billion for USAID, $2 billion for the State Department, including the $787 million for UN international peacekeeping activities, $522 million in core funding for the UN. Yep, keep that money going to the UN. And $364 million for a range of UN humanitarian and human rights programs. Yeah, we give them the $364 million for humanitarian and human rights programs, and yet then we continue to sell weapons to the Saudis so they can bomb the heck out of the Yemens and where they need humanitarian. It's nothing new. I mean, it's just not this administration. It's been every administration. It's just disgusting. It's shameless.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely is. It is. And as it's been that way all my lifetime, Billy, with different administrations. All my lifetime, they got deeper and deeper into a mess and deeper and deeper in debt. Every administration, not a one of them got us out of debt. None of them.
And, you know, there's been all this hoopla with all this, with Israel and all the billions of dollars that we send to Israel and so forth. And, you know, and now we're best friends with Israel. I guess we always were, but even now we're, and I'm sorry, it isn't President Trump. It's his son-in-law.
That's Kushner. That's a big part of it, yes.
He is a big part of everything that's going on. And it's shocking.
It is. It truly is.
And Trump is taking the credit for it, but it's truly his son-in-law. We can't forget that. You never hear the media talk, and I think that's why, you know what? I think that's why Trump says some of this stuff. I think that's why he said some of this stuff yesterday about him being the chosen one. It isn't but it takes any eyes off his family, off his son-in-law, and what they're doing. Doesn't anybody want to know what they're doing?
Yeah, there's something about Kushner that spooks me looking at him, quite honest with you.
But what are they doing? They've got the highest security clearances. Who truly is running the White House?
Very true.
Anyway,
Well, we'll move on to a different topic.
I just got to say this. If it be any other president, conservative, Republican, it doesn't matter. Everyone would be outraged. Everyone.
But Melody, priorities and situations change, and people seem to change with them.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
That's really a sad statement, but it's really true. What we used to care about, we no longer care about. And things that used to be that we thought were evil, I can now call good. So that's just the way America has become. It is. And when you see things like this in San Camilo, the capital of California, state capital, it's amazing what's going on there. Sacramento salon owner claims Californian homeless crisis is forcing her to relocate. Now this, folks, this is in Sacramento, California, not Baghdad, Iraq, or somewhere. Elizabeth Novak, who owns a hair salon in downtown Sacramento, posted a video on Twitter on Friday describing how she often finds people camping in tents across her front door. She told how the vacancy epidemic gripping the state is affecting long-standing businesses owners, and that her shop had been broken into and she had been and even been attacked. Novak, who has had run a salon for 15 years, said her social media message that she often has to clean up urine, feces, and use needles left by rough sleepers on her doorstep. While the issue in San Francisco and Los Angeles has been well documented, the fact that businesses in Sacramento are also suffering as a result of its laid bare how widespread the crisis has become. Addressing her concerns, Director Governor Gavin Newsom, she said in a heartfelt plea for action, "I want to know what you're going to do for us Californians. I've had a business in downtown Sacramento for 15 years, a successful business. I now have to leave my place of business. I have to close up shop." One question she asked is how we got in this mess in the first place. Governor, what are you going to do for us Californians? Why do we have to look to governor to take care of us? If we would take care of ourselves, we wouldn't be in this mess in the first place. But nonetheless, because they trusted governors and presidents and legislatures, we now have people who are homeless and broke because the poverty situation got worse because government did help. It caused more poverty. But anyway, I won't get started on that. Go for hours on that. But I thought that's kind of a sad statement for the capital of California, the once richest state in the world, in the nation.
I remember when I used to market California, and I used to have to go to Sacramento. And when you would go there, when I guess during the rainy season, it was just absolutely beautiful. It had rolling hills, just green as green could be, just absolutely beautiful. But the rice capital of the world, I believe.
Wow.
They grow a lot of rice. Things certainly have changed, haven't they?
They have. And listen, to that, you might like this. America's priciest listing sells at foreclosure auction. Now, this is no joke.
Yeah.
You saw that.
Yeah.
Once listed for $1 billion, a 157-acre parcel of land in Beverly Hills, known as a mountain, has sold at foreclosure auction to its lender for just $100,000, Melody. That's less than the price of a decent home most places. 157 acres in Beverly Hills for $100,000.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just funny money, and what they do. I think the lenders were the original owners or something like that. And I mean, it's just how business is done anymore. I think Bezos was looking at the Amazon. Jeff Bezos, he was looking at that property, and he didn't. I guess there was the way it was titled or something like that that he walked away from it. But it is a beautiful piece of property. The view on it is just fabulous.
But it's amazing.
$100,000.
I can't. You know, it's hard to believe. And different.
But
directions.
If you and I would have showed, there's a lot of taxes and everything that there's. They said there's like $200 million, bad debt that has to be paid and so forth. But it's still beautiful.
It's still a steal for a billion-dollar property for $200 million. You say a three hundred.
Yeah.
That's still a steal.
Yeah, still a steal.
And you know, and people are not looking at this because I haven't seen it on the news. But Kansas and Oklahoma have been hit by 65 earthquakes in the last 7 days. And it says, what are we supposed to think when rather large earthquakes start happening in places that aren't supposed to have large earthquakes? 2019 has been quite a year for seismic activity already, and I understand that we should expect to see earthquakes in diverse places. But if someone told me that the U.S. was just hit by a significant quake, one of the last places that I would think of would be Kansas. The state of Kansas is certainly known for a lot of things, but earthquakes are not one of them, and that is why that what we just witnessed is so startling. According to the Kansas City Star, one county in central Kansas alone has been hit by 11 quakes within the last 5 days. Wow, fulfilling Bible for sure. But also, Melanie, the Kansas is a farming state, is it not? Cattle,
yes,
and different
is.
Things. So I was talking to a farmer listening
tornado.
To the program.
Tornado.
I was talking to a farmer today listening to us out of Nebraska. He said he has a piece of pasture land for the first time ever that he's owned that he wouldn't make enough money off of it to pay his taxes on it.
Huh.
On that one piece of property, wasn't making enough money off of it. Now they didn't pay taxes, so they make it worthwhile having. Now, doesn't that tell you something about taxation? The taxes are higher than what the property's worth in production.
Yeah. Well, was his production low because of the climate,
weather?
No, he said this
was pasture land to raise cattle on.
Okay.
And he had cattle on. He said he can't get enough cows raised on now to make it worth even paying taxes because the taxes went up so much.
And the cattle has gone down so much.
Oh, they have. And he said, I've appealed it to the county, whatever, to no avail.
Yeah, they want their money.
They do want their money, I guarantee it.
Welcome to the American dream.
Yeah. And these you have to explain to me. Frankfurt, Germany. Imagine lending money to someone and having to pay for the privilege of doing so, or being asked to invest in and informed of how much money you lose. Sounds absurd, but increasingly that is a global bond market these days. A rising share of government and corporate bonds are trading at negative interest rates, a financial twilight zone that took hold after the financial crisis has accelerated on fear that a fragile global economy will be further damaged by the U.S.-China trade war. On Wednesday, for the first time ever, the German government sold 30-year bonds at a negative interest rate. The bonds pay no coupon interest at all. Yet bidders at the auction were willing to pay more than the face value they would receive back when the bonds mature. Go figure. And in Denmark, if I can find very quickly here, in Denmark, it says, for Americans accustomed to paying 45% on mortgage rates, let alone the double-digit figures consumers endured in the 1980s, the new loan from Denmark's Jysk Bank might seem inconceivable. The Danish lender last week started offering homebuyers 10-year mortgages at an interest rate of 0.5%. That means borrowers over a decade will pay back a little less than the amount they borrow, not including one-time fees. This highly unusual condition may be a good for Danish homebuyers, but economists say that it's an alarming sign for the global economy. Several major governments and more than 1,000 big companies in Europe are now able to effectively borrow from global financial markets at a negative interest rate. For Jysk Bank, that means it can turn around and lend money at a sub-zero interest rate, too. How are they going to maintain that? How do you think this is going to happen?
You know, we talk a lot about the interest rates on my program with Dave Allen. We talk a lot about it. We spend a lot of time on the bonds and the negative rates and so forth. And, you know, our financial system doesn't function that way. And there is a day of reckoning coming because they are doing that. Does anybody think this is normal?
It's
Does
not
anybody
normal.
Think that it's not
how
would, normal?
How is the bank going to function without some kind of money coming in?
It's not normal. But it just goes in one ear, right out the other one, and it's scary.
It is scary.
It truly is.
It shows the decay of a worldwide economy. Is what it shows.
Well, you know, it's scary, but it also makes me angry. It makes me angry because this is what they've done, and we've allowed them to do it. And and there's a lot of people responsible for it, and because we have people don't pay attention. We have short, attention spans. We have short memories. and all of the above, that everybody knows how humans behave. And they use that human behavior for their benefits because they know how we're going to react. They know what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's and it's gotten to the point how it's so much easier for them to do it with the internet and the influence and the propaganda and the mainstream medias. And I mean, my gosh, we were talking about mainstream media. You know, there was, what, two people in the 90s or three people who owned it, who controlled it? Now, where did you think it would go from there? And here we are today. So it's that's what makes me angry. And they're going to get away with it.
Of course. They are getting away with it. They're already doing it.
Yeah, they're already doing it. At least they're going to get away with it here on this planet. You know, they will have a day of reckoning for themselves. But
payday is coming.
But yes. But in the meantime,
Well, now, there's some good news here, Melody. If you go to San Francisco, there he is. If you go to San Francisco, you can no longer be a felon. You know that now, don't you?
Really?
Oh, yeah. They just introduced a new sanitized language for felons. You're no longer a felon. You are a justice-involved person. So, if you go there, you know, you're no longer a convicted felon. You're just a justice-involved person. So, if you get... There you go. Aren't you glad that we're so lenient now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Anyway,
music already. I
think
finished.
That was a good time to say goodnight to the listeners. And thank you, Butch. And
you're
listeners,
welcome.
Thank you for joining us. And thank you for putting up with our silliness today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I have. It was something that I needed. And we'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here with James Corbett. So until then, be safe. Good night. And God bless. That's too bad.